Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One thing, though, that I think you guys both are in agreement on, and I'm not, and that is what took place this weekend. The U.S. Open was this past weekend in Oakmont, there in Pennsylvania, at Oakmont, I should say. And I understand the ending of it ended up being exciting because you had J.J. Spahn walk it off with this unbelievable putt.
Want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it. Two putts.
So J.J. Spahn wins it. There was also a rain delay mixed in. He was the only golfer, right, that was under par for the entire
week. And it was because of that putt, otherwise he'd have been even.
Yeah, so I told you, you guys know this, I'm a very casual golf fan. I watch the majors, and that is it. I understand the U.S. Open is different. They kind of pride themselves for whatever reason on being the toughest course. At some point, though, like trying way too hard to be the toughest tournament with the toughest course, it is not fun as a casual golf fan to see everybody struggle. I'm not saying I want the scores to be 20 under, 18 under, 17 under. No, that's also, to me, a bit of an extreme. But that was a snooze fest until the end, man. I was not locked in at all for the weekend. The leaderboard stunk. Honestly, if we're being real, those of you listening right now, on Friday, if I would have said J.J. Spahn, how many of you actually knew who the hell that was? It was just, I think it was a terrible weekend.
Terrible weekend. Great tournament with Rory this
terrible
year.
Terrible weekend.
With the
had no interest
Dang.
In
I
watching.
It. I loved it. I love the challenge. I love seeing.
Golfers struggling is not fun to watch.
I love seeing the best of the best be challenged. And they were. And they were challenged in many different ways. And I like seeing the best of the best in those situations because it's not perfect. You know, that reminds a lot of people just going and playing golf. When they go play with their buddies, they get their force and they go out there and they have these struggles or whatever on different courses. That reminded you of like regular golf. That reminded people themselves when they went out there and played golf. You know, seeing the guys that are the best of the best actually struggle. You're like, that's golf, man. That is golf in a nutshell. And I do watch every tournament. I love watching it. And I like seeing the great players challenged. I do. I like seeing them make great shots. And you're like, man, that was a great shot. And just the mental toughness it takes to win the U.S. Open. To me, that's the one to win. Masters are right up there, too. But to me, it's the U.S. Open, man. You win that course in those conditions when they're, you know, basically tiger-proofing the course against you. We've seen it. We saw, -6 for Bryson winning. It was -10 when Wyndham Clark won 2 years ago. So there's been some scoring and whatever. But I'm okay with that. Then you mix in the conditions. It was like the British Open.
It's the worst major of all of them. It's the worst.
I thought it was exciting. I thought it was great drama to the end, man. Guys were way back, like McIntyre, make 9 strokes back,
who?
Coming back and making a shot at it.
He went 3-under Bink over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, and then 5 out of 6 holes, bogeys. For J.J. Spahn, who was out at 3 a.m. in the morning getting cough medicine for his daughter that was throwing up.
That stuff is amazing.
That stuff is real life, man. That stuff is Father's Day. 3 a.m., he's driving to Pittsburgh to a CVS because his kid's throwing up. To me, that's reality. What J.J. Spahn did was us. That is regular golfer going out there and winning. And I know he's better than that. dude's a great story. Bottom line, he's just a great story with his health and everything else going forward.
Yeah, like people are texting in. Those of you texting in are, admittedly, I told you I'm a casual golf fan. The diehard, someone said I'm a diehard. I know who he is. Oh, I'm again, Drew, I'm sure loved it.
I know.
Diehard, yes, golf fans know who these people were and loved it. I'm talking about usually major weekend. That's when the masses get the Masters. The Masters, you know, and this is when the casual fan get locked in. I just thought it was a boring weekend at the U.S. Open. I'm probably in the minority on that. But also, those of you texting in saying you golf twice a week are not the people I'm talking about. I know you loved it. You would love it if it was like the worst golfers on the entire tour were competing. You guys were like, diehard fans are going to love the major no matter what.
Correct. I think that it was... Excuse me. I think it was.
Get choked up. He's worried about tonight.
It was entertaining, I think, for the reason why Bink said it, mainly because I think it, watching them have to go through struggling situations, it's more of a, it turned into a, you just have to survive and make the least amount of mistakes. Where I think for one tournament a year, if this was a regular thing, it would get old, but I think for there to be one tournament a year where they're put up in the most challenging way, a course that's extremely long for the par that it is. It's a par 70 for 7,300. That's a long distance for only a par 70. For them to be in that situation, the rough the way that it was, it made you hit fairways. It made you hit the right. You had to be precise and execute in every way. And
had to be mentally tough, man.
For the pro, like for us, obviously, us playing it on like our regular golfers, it would be a miserable experience and it would be no fun. I think for them, they're so good at what they do that it makes that, I think you respect gold. It makes it look easy. Like at Augusta National, when Jordan Spieth shot 18 under, it looked easy. Where Augusta National never really looked easy like that until Spieth shot almost 20 under in it. This was challenging enough where it made the guys that can fire a 62, 63 be happy with a 70, a 71, and a 72. And I think it made it entertaining in a way that I guess was just a little bit different.
So you were locked in all day yesterday.
I was very entertained by the way that it ended.
Scottie Scheffler was back in it because all the scores, you know, came down.
So you watched all 6 hours yesterday.
I loved it. I thought it was great. I don't know why they switched.
You watched the entire
17.
You watched the whole day.
I watched it all. Yeah,
during the rain delay, I was more exciting watching. It was more exciting checking Tiger Woods. The result I already knew.
And why didn't they show a previous Oakmont? Yeah. Why didn't they show a previous Oakmont during that time?
Because they wanted people to. They wanted to show some Tiger.
But that was a great deal. He was hurt. He was using that for a crutch, basically the driver and everything. I like seeing people struggle, man. It was fun. And Scheffler was kind of, you know, hanging in there, and he made a putt or two.
Scotty
that he barely missed, but he was still kind of hanging around the situation. I just thought it was good drama. And now forever, it just changes this guy's life, man. You're like, man,
for him, it's crime. I'm not saying, of course, for him, it's amazing.
Just think about the ramifications in the golf if they win it. It's now 2025 U.S. Open champion. That carries forever.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, whoever wins it should be thrilled, and it changes their entire life. Nobody's disputing that. Him individually.
But you think
about
that stuff when you're watching. Like, man, we're going to see a first-time major champion here.
I think one of the cool things that JJ said afterwards was he was talking, like Binky, like you said, he had to get up at 3 because his daughter was sick and everything like that. I had to run to CVS. But
I mean, who does that? For him to start, real, man.
For him to bogey 5 of the first 6 holes, and he said he was having lunch with Max Homa at one point, and there was a Tiger story where Tiger's like, it's a U.S. Open. It's always hard. You just have to stay in it. Don't think about it. Don't try to do too much, because if you stick to what you do, if you just stay in it, everybody around you is going to come back to you. Like, it's just going to happen. That's the way that
it
goes.
They might Sam Burns it.
And the way that the course was, it was very, very difficult, where if you missed one or two shots, you could blow up. Tyrrell Hatton had that in the last couple of holes. And Sam Burns and Adam Scott, of course, blew up really just in the back nine. They really folded. Unfortunate for them, but good for JJ Spahn. $4.8 million, I think.
Yeah,
that's the biggest purse.
Bad payday.
It's the biggest purse in major history.
Three majors done. It's hard to believe we have three of the majors done.
We're the
middle June.
The best major is next. Is the next?
That's
one.
Your favorite.
So
really?
A hot take. The Open. I love the Open Championship.
It's a big Tom Watson guy then.
Tom Watson was awesome. I love watching.
He's won
Tom
five
Watson.
Times.
He was tweeting about JJ Spahn yesterday. I did see that. I did see that.
What do you think is the best? I think the U.S. Open is definitely the toughest. Obviously. The Masters.
Gold doesn't like the U.S. Open.
I don't like the U.S. Open. So Masters and then PGA Championship are my two favorites of the golf majors, I would say. What about what's 1-2 for you?
I think U.S. Open, not U.S. Open, the Open, Augusta, U.S. Open, PGA for me.
All right. I am US Open Masters the accent it's not PGA that. Than the Open.
Okay. You like the Open
worst?
I like
them all, though. As far as those four, but I like...
In terms of ranking them.
But I enjoy them all. I enjoy the majors.
The Open Championship. Yeah,
I enjoy just regular tournaments, too.
Someone said I should check the scores of the 08 Tiger Woods US Open. Yeah, but Tiger's compelling, so I don't care what the score is.
When somebody's that dominant, Tiger's compelling.
That's my point. Tiger's a compelling person, so I would watch. Tiger could be
he was the Joey
five over or 20 under. Either way, Tiger Woods would be entertaining, especially back in 2008 when he was right in the middle of it. Anyway.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.